Are we ready to do this? No, I'm totally fine. It's just, you don't have a lot of experience with girls, so I thought... You do not have experience with girls. You have experience with me. What do you mean I'm the only girl that matters? Jeez. You were never brave enough to say lines like that before. Shut up. This is just us preparing for our date, not a date itself, in case you've forgotten. Now, come on, let's go. Alright, nothing to see here, people. Just two guys walking into the women's area of the department store clothes shop. Here comes an employee. Let me do the talking. Please try not to say anything dumb. Good afternoon, miss. While I'd usually never turn down assistance from such a lovely flower, I think we'll be fine. Please, feel free to bless some other shoppers with your presence. What we're doing in the woman's section? Well, you see, my friend here's girlfriend's birthday is coming up soon, and he wants to buy her a present. But, well, he doesn't have the necessary understanding of a woman's heart, so he asked me to come and help him with his selection. To be honest, we aren't sure exactly what we'll get her yet. Maybe we'll get her a new dress, or perhaps a lovely blouse, or maybe we'll decide to reward them both with some Rashi lingerie. The type of girl she is? She's a magnificent woman. I truly envy my friend here for winning her heart. She's charming and merely a front, you say? Whatever could you mean? But I am not... She is not a hopeless, lovable idiot type. She is a classy and elegant lady. Stop laughing. It's true. She is a woman with the smoky air of mystery and seduction about her, and she would look amazing in sexy lingerie. She'd blow your fucking socks off and probably make you cream your pants right there. Stop laughing! I'm sorry, madam, to have shown you that unsightly display. As you've probably gathered, there is tension between myself and my friend. It really is nothing that concerns you. I apologize for burdening you with the concerns of two hopeless, love-struck men. Yes, we should be fine on our own for now. Fare thee well, m'lady. I hope to see you again, truly. Huh? You big, stupid, jerk idiot? I hate you. Ever since you found out my secret, you've been bullying me like that every day. What is it with you? I'm cute when I'm embarrassed. You're evil. Evil! Come on, let's just buy the stuff already. I've been thinking about women's clothing and other girly stuff my entire life, but now that I'm actually here, I have no idea what to do. Gosh, girls have so many choices when it comes to fashion. Do you think I'd look good in this dress? Or maybe this off-the-shoulder top? What about that tank top? Yeah, that's probably not for me. Too simple. We're getting me an outfit for my first big date as myself. I want to look good. Not that I want to impress you or anything. I just take love seriously. It's not like you're a cool guy who's worth showing off for. Stop smirking like that and just help me pick. Oh my god, look at that. That bra and panty set. They're incredible. They're such a nice color. So bold. They're all frilly. Two sets of long frills at the top and bottom of the bra, and another encircling the waistline of the panties. They probably flutter around, catching all the boys' eyes. And this material, it feels so soft and comfy. I bet it'd perfectly hug girl's figure. What? Me? Wear those? No. I couldn't. Not in a million years. Because they're so sexy. They belong on a model, not a short-haired cross-dresser. You really think so? I have a sexy figure? What am I supposed to be looking at? Whoa. This set on the here on the rack, it's my exact size. Okay, I think God has better things to do than communicate his taste in underwear by setting bra sizes at a small local clothing store. All right, fine. If you want to see me in them that badly, I'll put them on. I'll go put them on right now. Okay, I'm ready. Do you want to see? Okay, here I go. Well, how is it? Does it fit me at all? Really? I look amazing? Do you want me to do a turnaround for you? Like a model or something? All right, little twirl. Does it really suit me that well? Stop talking about my hot curves and my sexy body so much. There's no way such frilly, girly underwear suits me. Well, no, I didn't look in the mirror. I was too nervous. What are you doing? Don't come in here. Are you in? This is the woman's changing room. Oh, God. Why did you? Hey, go, let me go. Oh, wow. Is that really me? I look good. I look really good. What am I doing? Isn't it obvious? I'm posing. I'm checking out how I look in the underwear. I'm also checking out what I look like as a girl. Every time I change position, the frills switch around, drawing the eyes to my breasts or my ass. And the look on my face, I didn't know I could make expressions like that. So hot, so seductive. Even though I'm like this, really? You've seen lingerie models with shorter hair than me? Do you really think I could pull it off? Am I pretty enough? You're right. This really does hug my body just right. You can see some of my cleavage, and the panties hug my butt so nicely. Hey, come over here. Because I want to see how we look together. Come on, stand behind me and let me lean back into your shoulder. Put your hand on my waist and hold me by it. Like you're thinking about touching my ass, but you're holding back to tease me. Oh, look at us. We're like the cover of a sexy magazine. Now lift up my leg, like we're ballet dancing. I'm so flexible. Well, I guess you already knew that. From this position, you'd have easy access to my pussy, wouldn't you? Oh, your cock just twitched against me. Is holding this sexy lingerie model for her poses turning you on? What about me? Is my pussy is wet? Of course it is. I'm turned on too. God, it's so hot and my vision is blurring. I can't see anything other than myself posing in this mirror and you. Hey, am I sexy? Do you want to fuck me? Would you love to just grab me and pin me down and screw me as rough and desperately as if I were some sexy magazine model you've been drooling over for years? Then what are you waiting for? Oh no. My big, strong, manly boyfriend has got me pinned against the wall. Now I can ravage my mouth. And my breasts say all his lustful desires, and there's nothing I can do to stop him. Hey, Careful with my breasts. If you wrinkle the material, I don't have an explanation ready. God, I get turned on so easily. Please. Just fuck me already. Don't even bother undressing. Just lift my leg again, slip the panties off, and pull out your cock. Foreplay? I don't need that right now. I can't wait. I'm already all wet, and I need you so bad. I need you. I need you. Please, put it inside me and fuck me. So good. Your dick inside of me, stirring up my insides. I feel so hot. It's like I'm being torn apart. You're so intense. Every time you do it, just jam your cock straight into me and fuck me senseless while mercilessly mauling my tits. It's incredible. I love it so much. I really am a dirty girl. I'm gonna get these panties all dirty with my cum. Hey, hey, am I sexy like this? Look at me in the eyes and tell me. Tell me I'm sexy. Tell me I'm a sexy girl. Are you carrying me? Oh, with your dick still inside? Where are we going? The mirror? That's really me. I'm wet. It's streaming all down my thighs and legs, all the way to the floor. And my face is blushing. Whoa, you're bending me so far forward. You're lucky I'm so flexible. Do you like my ass? Usually when we have sex, you're so focused on my breasts, but my ass is pretty big too, isn't it? I'm lucky. If I had a flat ass, my pants might be too small, and someone might notice that I have such long, slender, feminine legs. Oh, you're calling again. Oh, it's sitting so deep. I can hear the sound of you slamming into my ass. Oh, you've got a fucking iron grip on my hips, and you're just pounding me from behind like a cheap fleshlight. Look at what? The mirror? Oh my god, that's me? Is that really me? Oh, I had no idea I could make a face like that. Oh, I look like I'm completely lost in ecstasy. My face is twisting and writhing. I can't keep my mouth closed. My eyes are rolling in their sockets. I look like a whore. Do I always look like that when we're having sex? Really? That's really me? Oh, this is so much. But please, make me more. Make me make more and more shameful faces. Does it feel good? Does it feel good being inside this broken, slutty woman? Please use me to feel good. I'm still your woman. You can bully me and tease me as much as you want, as long as you keep letting me have this dick and letting me make such shameful, dirty, perverted faces. This is a side of me no one else knows about. Most people think I'm still a cool playboy guy, but I'm really your... I'm your personal, private, youth sex doll. Are you gonna come? You can come inside me. You can come inside me whenever you want, however much you want. I'm your woman. You can do whatever you want with me. Do what you want with me. Use me however you like. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come all over this dick over and over again. Please, come inside of me already. I can't take it anymore. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Do it. Oh. So, that's my O face? It's disgusting. Hey, jeez, no hugs. How much does a girl have to degrade herself before you realize she doesn't need this sort of aftercare? Maybe a little bit. Oh.
Thanks, man. It's nice just to be wanted. Oh, hey, whoa. Don't pull out. Because you just came like a fire hose inside of me. And when you pull out, it'll definitely go spilling everywhere. Oh, because I still have the panties around my leg. If we get cum stains on them, we will never be allowed in this department store again. And that's bad, because I still really like the pretzels they have at the food court. Hold on, just stay inside me, and I'll, try and hop out of them. Shit. Hold on. Will you, like, hold me steady, please? Just, like, by my hips or something? Yeah, or my ass. Just do it, will you? Thank you. Okay. And they're off. Away with you. Now you can pull out. Actually, can I ask you a favor? Will you let me see it in the mirror? I want to see what you see. I want to see myself used up like a well-worn sex toy with your thick white cum flowing out of my beaten, twitching little hole. Okay, just let me. Okay, we're ready. You can pull out now. Oh, there's so much. It's like a waterfall. Where do you even keep all that cum? I can't believe I took all that inside me. Thank you. Thank you for letting me see all of that. I never realized it was so... I was so pretty. Shit. Well, I guess we gotta buy these now, and... God, what the fuck am I going to explain? How am I going to explain my goddamn hair? Oh, shit. This is a mistake. No, I enjoyed it. It was great. We'll probably do this again, honestly.